Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
Semi-final spots booked in Torino. Welcome to TC Live, your post-game show to wrap up all the action from day five in Italy and get you caught up on everything else in the world of tennis. Here is what's coming up over the next half hour. A winner-take-all showdown for the right to advance out of the green group. Would Taylor put Felix on the fritz? Plus, there's just one spot left in the doubles draw as Team Ramsbury is back in the Final Four, hoping to avenge last year's loss in the championship. And we've got a stat that will blow your mind. More than 40 years of finals history spread across just four superstar careers. Trivia time, later on TC Live. Come on in, great to have you with us, Steve Weissman, alongside Hall of Famer Jim Courier. And we got the Hall of Famer Andy Roddick up close and personal. On the big screen, not muted at all, and yet it is still flashing there. We're going to talk all about Taylor Fritz coming up, but let's start with Rafa Nadal, who was on a four-match losing streak. But Nadal said the other day he would die to reach his top level again. Some were thinking he wouldn't even play today. Rafa scoffs at the thought, taking on Casper Ruud, Andy, who hadn't dropped a match yet but came in 0-7 in matches and 0-18 in sets against top three players.
Yeah, and listen, as bad as Rafa's been through his first two matches, admittedly by him, he was that good today. You can see him actually getting some penetration on his shots, getting that little circle C footwork there and actually finishing at the net, realizing when he needed to be aggressive and not just kind of sitting back and waiting. The big shots really, like, look at him taking cuts there, Steve, from the first ball, maybe a too little too late here in turn, but this is a good sign for next year. He was flagging those balls, that forehand up the line, in the other two matches. So, listen, a guy with the tennis IQ of Rafa is going to figure it out if given enough opportunities. Was too little too late. That is just ridiculous. That's like playing video games, like X button, down button, X, Y, Z, press, something like that. I don't know. But not easy. But you see him coming through, playing with depth, mixing up the shots back and forth, using the touch. Rafa was in full flight today. This is good to see for him going into next year. And that's his tell shot, that backhand that he can drive crossboard. When he's hitting that well, he can keep opponents at bay. You see the respect between the two. He says, good luck, amigo. I am going home for a couple of days. I'll see you next week in South America.
That is right. How about pressing the A button? Because he had his A game again. Nadal ends his season with a win. Ruud still moving on to the semifinals. Nadal, 37 winners. That's 18 more than Ruud. Won 93% of the points on his first serve. Ruud now 0-20 in sets against the top three. Rafa shared his thoughts with Prakash after.
A lot of players might not have even played today. Why was it so important for you?
Well, it's important because at the end, I am a professional tennis player, no? And it's important because practices like yesterday, matches like today, probably says why I achieve all what I achieved in my career.
It's just who Rafa is. Obviously, the man was going to play and give a great performance. Jim, let's talk about Rafa's season. Two more majors, right? Starts the season 20-0, yep. 22-1 at Grand Slams, at four titles overall. Could you argue that Rafa Nadal, despite the fact that Carlos Alcaraz is number one in the world, Rafa Nadal is your player of the year?
I could argue that. I think you can make a strong case for him. You can make a strong case for Carlos as well, I think, given where he started and where he finished. What Rafa was able to achieve in Australia in isolation, the fact that he was coming off of COVID in December and not a lot of tennis leading into that, that was amazing and unexpected. Down two sets to Love and all that to Medvedev. And then to play with a foot that he had to, in his words, put to sleep before every match at Roland Garros, play with a numbed foot, win 14 titles there, go undefeated in the majors through Wimbledon, right? Had a default. The curious, obviously lost to Tiafoe in the U.S. It's a great season that has had a lot a lot of physical challenges for Rafa, but you win two majors. You welcome a healthy baby boy to your family. It's been an amazing year for him overall, I would say, from my lens.
Yeah, let's make this very simple, right? Carlos Alcaraz, nobody's going to be mad if he gets named player of the year. He won a major, number one in the world. But I can very simply tell you which year Rafa would have next year if given the choice. His from this year or Alcaraz's from this year? He won two majors. That's it. That's where the conversation ends for someone who has the kind of career volume statistics that Rafa Nadal has. Listen, if you told him, hey, you win Roland Garros next year, great, thank you, no problem. Not too worried about many other tournaments. So, listen, I can tell you which year I would have had. I would rather have the two majors. Rafa would have rather had the two majors. So it's largely irrelevant what we think. Rafa had the year that he would have wanted, maybe didn't finish as strongly as he would have wanted. But you give him the choice between those 2 years, I guarantee you he's taking the two slam year.
Right. Strong case for Rafa Nadal to be your ATP Player of the Year. Meantime, we had the matchup win and you're in. That was Felix Auger-Aliassime and Taylor Fritz. They met in the opening match of the year. For one of these guys, Jim, it would be their last match of the tour season.
Yeah, and it looked like, you know, it was going to be a nip-and-tuck match, and it was, right? These guys are both great servers. Neither could really make much impact in the first couple of sets. So into the tiebreak we went. Fritz was the sturdier, steadier player in the first set tiebreak. Some unforced errors from Auger-Aliassime helped Fritz put that one away. But Taylor couldn't break away in the second set. Felix did well with his serve. Actually had three break points mid-set against Taylor. Didn't get him. So in the tiebreak they go again. Felix out of nowhere with a drop shot and then able to break free here at 5-all. Takes this point with some aggression. Gets to set point and then plays it out to send it into a third set. Here's the set point. First ball, forehand after the serve. So good on the inside out. So in we went. Love this guy's fighting spirit, right? Doesn't get down, just keeps battling. But did Taylor Fritz get down? He stayed with it as well, kept doing what he was doing. His serve stabilized, and in the middle of the set, Auger-Aliassime played a couple of bad service games. Few unforced errors, a double fault. Taylor Fritz, aggressive on the forehand, would make him pay. And he would get the break on his fourth break point and hit the shot of the day. That was amazing. The two-hand little flick down the line. And then, why not? Let's break one more time for good measure and get into the semifinals. Taylor Fritz does just that.
You know he is pumped. First American semifinalist since Jack Sock in 2017. Moments ago with Prakash.
Hey, into the semis, man. Congratulations. Look, Felix has been playing some of the best tennis on the tour over the last month. You guys were bombing serves away, not too much chance on the return. How tough was it to hang in there, but then you opened it up wide in that third set?
Yeah, it was tough. Like, no one really had any chances. You know, he had the two break points in the second, and then a lot of the time in the first and the second set, I was having these, like, 15-30, 30-alls where I was in the rallies, and I just kept losing those rallies. I probably had 10 opportunities where I was, like, in a neutral point to create a break point. And I just couldn't do it, so I just had to not get frustrated, had to reset, and, you know, I felt like going into the third, a break was coming.
I just want to talk.
Jim said it the other day, one of his best qualities, competitiveness, being a fighter. And as you take a look at the numbers, Taylor Fritz, he won 81% of his serves overall, 71% on the second serve, saved all three break points, broke three times himself, and you see the winners to unforced errors, a positive rate for Taylor Fritz. Andy, how would you characterize this win for the American?
I think it was a really good performance. It's a tough match because you feel like you feel the pressure on the opportunities that you do get because they're so few and far between. But listen, Jim's trying to call a live match and answer on text my, you know, observations and questions, as annoying as I am during it. And I said, is Fritz the best in the world on a fast service, just going toe-to-toe, right? Just throwing haymakers and body blows from the baseline. I think he's as good as we have in the game, maybe with the exception of Novak Djokovic, who can kind of change directions a little bit easier, but doesn't hit the ball quite as big as Taylor Fritz. I'm so impressed. He doesn't really get nervous from the baseline, seemingly. It seems like he's happy to go line, cross with any shot. Got a little nervy with the second serve at times. But listen, survive, advance. The goal at the beginning of the week is to get the semis. Now the tournament starts. Got a tough one next, though.
We will get the answer to that question, right? If yeah. It's Djokovic and then Fritz 1A, they're playing in the semifinals. Yeah. What did you text back?
I text back that if it's a pure offensive competition, I think that Taylor Fritz is in the he's in the conversation as the best from the baseline because he can slug it out on the forehand and the backhand both ways. Defense is where the better players separate from him. Yeah. We all know that. But if you make it offense, which this court by and large does, he's in with a puncher's chance. So he'll give it a good ride, I'm sure, against Novak. No reason not to.
Well, how about taking advantage of the opportunity? Alcaraz is out, Fritz is in, and he makes the semifinals. Awesome stuff. Looking to be the first American finalist since our good friend James Blake back in 06. So it is Casper Ruud and Taylor Fritz coming out of the green group in singles play. They will advance to the semifinals. Looking forward to that. Still to come on the show, a holiday treat from us to you. Details on our Tennis Channel December special celebrating Roger and Serena. You don't want to miss this. Next.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at newbalance.com.
It all started with my parents, and they deserve everything.
And it does feel like a celebration to me. I want it to feel like this at the end, and it's exactly what I hoped for, so thank you.
It's been a fun ride, and I'm just so grateful to every single person.
It's been a perfect journey. I would do it all over again.
Really, the Rafa tears for me. Tennis Channel celebrating the legendary careers of Serena Williams and Roger Federer all next month, debuting Saturday, December 10th, 8 p.m. Eastern, an hour-long tribute from our legends like Martina and Andy to these legends. Time now for our Fox weather forecast from Torino.
I'm Fox Weather's Britta Merwin, and here's tomorrow's NITO ATP Finals forecast. We're looking at the weather in Turin, Italy, and outside the stadium, really nice, partly cloudy skies with temperatures in the low 60s. Now you can download the Fox Weather app or stream Fox Weather from your favorite connected TV device.
All right, all four doubles teams in the red group entered the day with a chance to qualify for the semifinals. Andy, we know you love a good glass pool celebration. We got Lloyd and Hari Heliavaara absolutely crushing Marcel Grenelier's and Horacio Zaballos today.
I had no dog in this fight, Steve, but I did. I am kind of celebration curious at this point. Is it going to be the fist pump at the people? Is he going to know someone in the crowd? Is it going to be something we've never seen before? I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work out. But the point is, they ran through this match. Jim's been talking about close margins. This was not that, surprisingly, especially in doubles on a court this fast. It is hard to create space unless you are glass pool. And they started yelling back at him. You see that right there? I don't know that I've ever seen that in 20 years of those two guys on tour. But listen, no one beats Glasspool at a celebration. Look at full bore to get to the semis of the doubles, and he is pumped. And what I'd like to see in this highlight is Heliavaara goes a little bit. Glasspool goes all the way with the celebration. I'll take it solo, even though I'm playing doubles, Steve.
little Mutombo action. I like it. With that result, Marcelo Arevalo and Jean-Julien Rojer, Jim, knew they had to defeat Rajiv Ram and Joe Salisbury in straight sets. They actually came out really fast.
They came out hot, but that's tough to do. Ram and Salisbury are so tough, and they're experienced, but so are Rojer as well. Arevalo, he's a little bit of a newer name at this level, but he was coming up with some goods. So they were looking pretty good there. First set they had, but the second set breaker, they needed to clinch it. And this is where Salisbury and Ram separated and made it their match. So they sent it into the match tiebreak. They knew at that point they were into the semis, but why not take a little extra kick? There's prize money, they're ranking points. Why not? Christmas is coming. We got to have some little bit of sugar in the sack for Santa. And they would. This was some good stuff here. 9-5 goes 10-5. Joe Salisbury, even a late bloomer, he's got a lot of runway. Roger Graham in his 40s still going strong.
They get the top seed. There's still a lot for that $930,000 top prize. Forget the Salisbury steak. Go straight filet.
Let's go Ramsbury.
With that kind of money, right? Yeah. Take a look at it. We've got Rahm and Salisbury They are your top seeds, 3-0, and then Lloyd Glasspool and Holly Ibarra.
We get more Lloyd celebrations coming forward.
Lloyd.
Dumb and Dumber. Still to come, we've got some trivia for Andy, Jim, and you at home. Lendl, Sampras, Federer, Djokovic, they are the inspiration. We shall explain next. Courier Roddick Weissman back on TC Live, and the ATP now stands for All That Paper. The ATP announced today the largest single-year increase in player compensation, nearly $38 million more. That is a 21% increase from this year. In addition, by the way, to the main tour, the Challenger Tour prize money going up to $21 million. Jim, what does this actually mean for the players?
Well, this is great news for the players, especially I love it for the challengers, the guys that are just hoping to break even to keep the dream alive. That will be meaningful for them to as they pursue their passion and try and get up to the big leagues where the money is getting bigger and bigger. This is massive. This is what the ATP brought in, that Andrea Gaudenzi and the team to try and do to get more revenue. When people ask me in America, a lot of my friends don't know much about tennis. They say, how is tennis? How's the business of tennis? Because they don't really see much of it here in America because they're just focused on football. Well, I tell them it's never been healthier. The prize money is bigger than it's ever been, men and women, and it's going up and up and up. And that, all those increases do not even include a newly negotiated bargaining agreement between the players and the tournaments of the Masters 1000s profit sharing. If those Masters 1000s as a group do very well, the players will share in that. And that is more good news for the players.
And three more Masters 1000s going to the full 2 weeks this year as well. Two more after that the next year. Andy, what was your reaction when you saw that?
Well, my first reaction was that Gaudenzi is taking a lot of heat. You know, he got this job before a pandemic. Not easy, right? And listen, there was never going to be smooth sailing. We all kind of navigated this weird 2 years in our own ways. But to kind of piggyback on what Jim said, my favorite part of this, as well as just more money in the game, more eyeballs, more interest, fantastic. But now the challenger guys can afford to chase the dream a little bit more without, you know, having to play for the next week, right? Can I afford hotels? Can I afford to travel? Can I actually plan my schedule as needed? Can I afford the flights to go play on the surfaces that suit my game? These are all big questions when you're 150 in the world. So that is probably the thing I was happiest about just as a tennis fan. But listen, going the right way, we always strive for progress, and this is definitely progress.
I remember the winner of the ATP Finals this year, grandest prize in tennis history, $4.74 million if you go undefeated. Novak Djokovic still has a chance to do that. Good stuff for the ATP. Time to enter the social net and take a look at this. Bastian Fachon, our good friend on Twitter, tweeted that from 1980 to today, a span of 42 years, there was only 1 year, 2001, where the semifinals of the year-end championships did not feature one of Novak Djokovic, Roger Federer, Pete Sampras, or Yvonne Lendl, Jim, in 42 years. How crazy is that?
Yeah, that's nuts. That is absolutely bonkers stuff. And this, for me, also hat tip to Lendl, who gets overlooked a lot in these discussions about the players and greatness because he's not as visible as someone like John McEnroe is on television. But Lendl's record, if you dig into it, boy, is it impressive. And this is just another piece of the puzzle for him.
Yeah, and one of the other things is this just shouts these four guys are really, 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 really good indoors and on fast surfaces, right? You do not want to see them in these conditions when they are getting a clean strike on the ball. Listen, and frankly, a lot of them were competing for a year at number one. So that dictates motivation. That dictates them really pressing the gas at the end of the year. But, you know, these stats are always so impressive. I'm amazed at what the greats in our game have been able to do over time. And props to Lendl, too. Jim is absolutely right. He gets overlooked far too often.
All right, Andy, Jim, it is now time to play a little game show. Trivia time. Name that semifinalist from 2001, the 1 year that did not have Djokovic, Federer, Sampras, or Lendl. Andy, I'll start with you. Who do you think these four semifinalists are from 2001?
It's going to be Leighton Hewitt is one of them.
Ding, ding, ding.
It's going to be Juan Carlos Ferrero is going to be another one. I don't know if Guga made it. I know he won the year before. Struggling in 01. Agassi probably was one of them in 01, I'm guessing. Oh, no. Jim, help me out.
Now, Bandyan? Was Bandy in there? Was he in the mix?
No.
No, not in the mix.
No. Was not 0-1 yet. In Houston? Was that
no.
No? Okay. Where was it played?
No, I want to say it was still maybe Lisbon still.
Lisbon or one of those places. Now, I'm Rafter?
Quinton yeah. finished one.
We've got two out of the four. No, I will say, Roddick, you didn't play this guy, but he's in the Hall of Fame. Courier, you've got to win against him.
Ivanisevic?
Pofelnikov.
Yes, there you go.
Okay.
And then we're giving it away.
Oh, Grosjean.
Yeah, Sebastian Grosjean was actually in the finals. He lost to Leighton
Sydney. This one was in Sydney. Hewitt won there.
He did.
Yeah, that's the same building that they had the ATP Cup in this year where Felix and Taylor played. There you go. That's even more trivia for you.
Right. We love it.
I don't know anything about the players, but I can tell you everything about the building.
Bonus trivia. Keep going, Jim. What else do you... Where do you enter?
That's all I got.
That's all you got. All right, yeah. We're done. That was fun, though. What a stat.
That's a stat.
Thank you, Bastion. Yeah. Nito ATP Finals Friday. One more spot up for grabs. Will it be Tsitsipas? Will it be Rublev? Jim and Andy will tell you exactly who it's going to be next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jim, Andy, Steve, back with you. Our hot shot of the day. A little doubles action, Andy Roddick. Take a look at that.
And talk about getting a jump and a read on it. The shot was great. The instincts were perfect. As soon as he sets up, Salisbury is already in a full sprint by the time he commits to angling that volley. Good racket work here at the end and the flipper cross court. That's the one you had to give. Too good from Salisbury. And he is excited. He looks like he's fist pumping the ball kid there. I don't think he was, but anyways, good shot.
Ramsbury, moving on. Our featured matches tomorrow. We've got Medvedev and Djokovic. Novak, of course, already into the semifinals. And then winner take all between Stefano Tsitsipas and Andre Rublev. Coverage begins 5:30 a.m. Eastern. Let's head back to Italy for a preview with Danny and Prakash.
All right, Steve, back here at the DraftKings Tennis Channel desk. Pia, spot in the semifinals up for grabs between Stefano Tsitsipas, Andre Rublev, and it's the Greek that leads the head-to-head 6-4. Who's coming out of group play?
Well, look, Rublev clipped him here last year, but just the way Steph has been playing, we always knew he had a complete game, but the dynamicness that he's bringing, a lot more serve and volley, using that backhand slice and then following it up with a big hit down the line. He's just mixing it up so well, attacking so well. I think I'm going to have to back the Greek here.
The last day of group play is going to be an exciting one here in Torino. Looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it indeed. Winner take all, Jim. Tsitsipas won both of their matches this year in three sets.
Yep.
Who wins tomorrow?
I like Steph on this surface. Again, the second serve, I always come back to that with Rublev. You get chances if you are Tsitsipas to break serve. When Rublev has a down game on first serve, you can attack that second. Quick court, Steph, all courts. I like him.
All right. Andy?
Yeah, and I like what Steph's been doing with the serve and volley, and I don't think that has to be a tactic he applies just to Medvedev, because that's kind of the book that's been written on a fast surface against Medvedev. I like that play against Rublev, kind of serving wide, volleying open court. The court is fast enough to not worry about Rublev hunting that down with too much time now. I like the way he's been mixing in the slice. I like that he's going to have to play a little bit of variety against Rublev, and I actually think he's capable on this surface. I think, I said before, I think he's gotten too much credit for being good on fast surfaces before, but he's really showing me something this week. I love what I've seen from Steph this week on a court surface that is less than his favorite.
And I read on tennis.com that Rublev is ordering hot shrimp with his cappuccinos in Torino. So that's a negative for him. I'm going Steph Tsitsipas as well.
Culinary curiosity.
the other matchup that we have is, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying, Andy. Shrimp
nasty.
And cappuccino?
Like, it's sour.
It doesn't mix. Oh, yeah, you're going to get sick on that.
He's losing it. He's losing for sure.
That's it. It's done. We got Medvedev taking on Djokovic. A dead rubber, basically, but 200 points, of course. $383,000 up for grabs. Does Novak Djokovic, Jim,
do a little serve and volley against Medvedev like he did last year.
I suspect that he will. It's a good tactic. It's not just because you might be thinking about saving energy for the semifinals and finals, hopefully, if you're Novak, that's going to be coming 3 days running. What I'm really interested in, Steve, is will Medvedev play his normal style of tennis, or because he has, you know, no chance of making the semis, does he go way outside of the box? We saw him do some of that last year in a match against Sinner. He didn't need to win. He was already in. Curious to see how he approaches it also.
I'm curious to see if he switches up return positions in a match that doesn't matter when the book is kind of starting to get written on how you play Medvedev, right? Novak set the bar last year in Bercy. You saw Steph do it the other night, serving and volleying, especially wide on a fast service. Curious to see if Medvedev says, hey, let's have a free swing since we're on parade, but the result is already baked in. Let's see if we make it a bit of adjustment on House's money. I mean, listen, and he's going to show up and compete. There's 400K on the line. Let's not kid ourselves.
Absolutely. 7-4 head-to-head for Djokovic and 4.74 still on the line. Million for Novak if he wins the whole thing. That's $1 million.
You feel like this?
Yep, there you go. There you go. That'll do it for the show. For Andy and Jim, I'm Steve. Thanks for watching TC Live. The roar of Taylor Fritz, the American, making the semifinals in Torino. Congratulations.